It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Paris Air Show is the world's largest military and civilian air show. It has its big players like Airbus and Boeing. Plus, there are thousands of littler players, the exhibitors who offer an amazing array of high-tech gadgets to improve the experience of air travel. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Tucked away in a booth in the far corner of Exhibit Hall 6 at the Paris Air Show is Dave Voss's company, Athena Technologies. Virginia-based Athena makes flight control and guidance systems for unmanned aircraft. Unmanned military planes already fly over war zones and patrol borders, but Voss soon hopes to bring his product into the commercial civilian air market.
We would absolutely fly civilians with unmanned airplanes in the future, yes, it's going to happen. And the sort of baby steps that will be taken to help society embrace it culturally would be to first fly unmanned cargo airplanes and then put passengers on board. But it's the same thing as getting on those unmanned trains at the airport.
Voss's pilot is a small gizmo called the MicroGuide Star, which runs on mathematical models developed and patented by his company. It's the size of a cell phone and weighs just 4 ounces. At less than $10,000, Voss says the MicroGuide Star would be cheaper than having a pilot in the cockpit and safer, considering the vast majority of accidents occur due to human error. And he says no terrorist or hijacker would be able to take over the craft, as it would automatically fly to the nearest airport if a passenger were to hit the onboard panic button. But Voss admits his biggest obstacle is convincing passengers to board a plane without a pilot.
It depends on the generation. When you talk to really young people who are familiar with automation, they're happy. When you talk to older generation, they're scared to death, not interested.
This mathematics-based tool enables us to determine how to reliably operate your unmanned vehicle.
A video at Athena's stand shows one of its unmanned planes landing safely despite a missing wheel and a wing flap that has been blown off just for a test. But the display is not enough to convince Alex Grander, who is visiting the air show from Israel.
Those things are usually more reliable than pilots, but being a passenger in a plane like this, it's kind of a problem, yeah. I might get scared, yeah, knowing that there's no one there.
As jets begin roaring overhead outside, former Navy pilot Matt Mulhern strolls by Voss's stand. He seems stunned by the small size of his new competition. Then he throws out an obstacle Voss hadn't yet thought of.
Very possible. You just got to get over our pilots' egos. That's it. I mean, everything else you can do.
Get over the pilots' egos. That's very funny.
Egos aside, Voss says that with the increasing numbers of aircraft in operation, automated flight control systems like his will be needed to make the skies safer. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley at the Paris Air Show.